Item number 10 is from the Employee Benefits Work Group, requesting authorization to implement, as soon as permitted by law, wage benefit policies for active employees, members of AFSCME, District Council 48, by amending Section 1710, 1714, and 1716 of the Milwaukee County General Code of Ordinances. This is also going to the personnel committee.
Okay.
Good morning again, Chairman, Supervisors. I'm here as a representative of the Employee Benefits Work Group. There are other members, obviously, in the room. Just a reminder for those who have forgotten, the Employee Benefits Work Group was created by the County Board. It has membership from DAS Fiscal, from DAS Benefits, Retirement System, County Board Staff, Corporation Council, Labor Relations. I'm not sure I'm forgetting. Certainly outside actuarial help is needed. What you have is a fairly long and complex memo that I'm not going to take the credit for writing. I think Mr. Regini is the primary author, but there are several things in here, and these are all implementation of adopted budget policies by the county board.
Yeah.
They are all entirely dependent upon the collective bargaining law at the state level becoming effective. If that law does not become effective for whatever reason, none of what this is in this package will ever become effective. It all hinges upon the effective date of that law. However, once that law does become effective, assuming it does, we believe it's good for the board to act now rather than later, because every month that you wait on some of these initiatives has a substantial cost. For example, one of the primary things in here is once the law is effective, to apply the 2010 health plan to active AFSCME members, because that can be done immediately upon the repair bill becoming effective because they are without a current contract. It would then also immediately apply the step freeze for the same reason to AFSCME that was applied to the non-represented employees in the last budget. It would also immediately apply the overtime rule changes that are in the ordinances that apply to non-represented employees immediately. It would apply both of those latter things, the step freeze and the overtime change, to the other five non-public safety unions, in other words, all the unions except for the firefighters and deputy sheriffs, on 1/1/12, when their contracts expire on December 31, 2011, assuming, again, the budget repair bill has become effective by that date. So the intention here of this ordinance, the resolution and the ordinance amendments, is to follow through on the county's adopted budget proposals from Org Units 1950 and 1972, where you asked that these changes be made. The budget assumed they would be made through negotiation. Things have changed since then with the collective bargaining law, and the county will, again, assuming that law becomes effective, be allowed to make these changes unilaterally to AFSCME immediately upon the law's effectiveness because they do not have a current contract, and to the other five unions upon the expiration of their contract on 1/1/12. So the summary, again, is the change to active employee health for AFSCME members immediately upon effective date of the bill, and a one-year freeze and step increases immediately upon effective date of the bill to AFSCME and on the other five unions as of 1/1/12. And the overtime changes that are already in effect for non-represented employees, which are consistent with the Fair Labor Standards Act, immediately again upon AFSCME upon the effective date of the bill and on the other five unions as of 1/1/12. The DAS personnel are here to speak to the fiscal savings associated with these proposals. We do have one change we'd like to propose in the very last section of the ordinance. The last two pages, well, in fact, the last page, lines 412 to 421, that is the change that is proposed to the overtime ordinance so that it becomes applicable to AFSCME and the other five unions. We believe that the way it's drafted is not as clear as it should be, and I don't know if Mr. Cady has handed it out, but we do have a substitute language we'd like to propose for that section. Did you hand out the...
I have not. I didn't want to
Well, we have ours is underlined.
It is.
Yeah. But
is that the change?
No.
Mr. Chairman, no. They, after further review, the council looked at the last section
and
decided it could be stated better, more clearly.
Mr. Chairman,
I have asked for him to give me a modification. When I hand this out, the only modification will be on the last page in the blue. And I just wanted to make sure it wasn't confusing because you're looking at changes already, and I just wanted to make sure.
Lines 412 through 421,
yeah,
is that what
you
mean?
Yeah.
Mary Ann?
Mr. Chairman, I was just going to say, essentially, we don't like the way we did it.
That's an option.
And it's not as clear as it should be. And I actually want to give credit to Mr. Mansky for pointing this out. And we have revised the language to make it clear. It doesn't change the intent. It doesn't change what we're trying to do. It's just a drafting change to rewrite it to be clearer to affect our purpose, the intended purpose.
Was there an additional change to the body of this resolution? Because looking at what we have on the system, if you look at line 411, start off with refuse to comply with the recommendations, and on the handout, it starts on line 413.
Well, there was no intentional change to the body. I would have to go through it line by line to find out where that happened or why that happened.
Any other highlighted blue?
No, there was
the same
no
language as finished. Refuse to comply with the recommendations.
Yeah,
so
the language is still the same,
just
but there's a difference
different
in the line. Number,
yeah.
Maybe there was a space added someplace.
Maybe.
I frankly did this myself, and I didn't make any other changes intentionally. I'll tell you that. I'd have to go back and figure out where the line numbering change occurred.
So maybe just a space change or
perhaps
conversation or something. Okay. Are there any further questions by the committee? Supervisor Jersey.
This is a very complicated ordinance change. And I'm going to rely on Corp Counsel, who works for the county, to advise me that these changes are consistent with the budget action we've taken. Is that a correct statement?
That is, and again, I think the DAS personnel here, or county board staff, Mr. Cady, for that matter, has been part of this work group, and we are all recommending as a group, along with, I believe, the county executive, the current county executive, Ms. Broussard has also been participating in our meetings as well. So I believe this has the full recommendation of everyone. But the direct answer to your question is yes, Supervisor.
Because I'm not going to try to read this line by line and compare it and do that technical work. I think this policy body has a right to rely on these changes and your representation that it's consistent with what we've done in the budgets. Let me ask you this question. This is contingent on all the legal wrangling that's going on right now in Madison and getting finalized and so on, or a complete do-over in which they do what they attempted to do previously with a possible notice error. Do we have an obligation to give our employees advance notice that these changes are being made?
Chairman, Supervisor, I think the answer is no, but we are doing it anyway. We have a question and answer document that has been put up on the internet for the employees. Email has gone out notifying them of it. And the changes that we are expecting from the budget repair bill are on that question and answer document. These changes are not there yet. Assuming the committees today and tomorrow pursue these changes, we're ready to go to put those on the question and answer document as proposed changes at the county board level. So we have been doing that.
And I suppose one could argue that the fact that the committee's meeting on this, it's an open meeting, properly noticed and so on, that in itself could be noticed. I would be satisfied with that with our employees, and I'm glad to hear we are doing the notice. This is not, however, like the changes for our retirees with regard to Part B, for example, where we were advised that a notice was required in order for us to make it effective. This is a different situation.
These are wage and health benefit changes. We do intend, the work group does intend to come forward to the committees either next cycle or soon with pension ordinance changes related to the state required contribution to have that ready to go if and when the budget repair bill becomes law. And then the policymakers will have to make a decision on whether they want to apply the Medicare Part B change to represented employees and what time frame they want to use for that. That is an adopted budget item, adopted budget policy that is set forth in the prior budget that was done for non-represented employees. And again, if the budget repair bill becomes law, could be done for all other employees except for deputy sheriffs and firefighters represented by those unions.
And I believe the cost was estimated at $400,000 a month.
I would have to either miss Paul or Mr. Hanchick.
Retirees. The retirees was, I believe, approximately $419,000 mm-hmm. a month for just the retiree portion.
But do we have a dollar figure for instituting all of these changes once they become effective?
There is a fiscal note. I don't have it. It's a fairly complicated fiscal note, but it's there is one. I'd let Ms. Paul speak to that.
We are at the beginning of the June implementation of all of these changes. So, assuming that the furloughs are eliminated, our total savings for the second half of 2011 will be $2,096,000. Going forward into 2012, we're anticipating about a $10,500,000 savings.
The $10 million savings for fiscal year? Okay, thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Good line of questions, Supervisor. Any further questions? Supervisor, Joseph has moved approval.
Yes. Actually, be $2,712,955. The very last page of the film.
Page 76 of item 10.
Can you give that again, please?
The number, the correct number is $2,712,955. That can
And that would be the subtotal under half of 2011?
No, that's on line C. It's in the reference. It's up the savings depicted above.
Yeah, it's right there.
$2,096,000 in 2011 and $3,870,000 in 2012 is not budgeted. C. The actual unbudgeted number for 2011 is $2,712,955.
Does that also affect the front page? Where that number is, it shouldn't. I don't think you're right. Just
Mr. Chairman, I had two other comments I wanted to make, fairly significant. In the resolution, there are two clauses. I'm looking at now the blue underlined version. Lines 68 through 71, that resolution says that the county should implement the state-required pension contribution once that law becomes effective. We're asking that that resolution be adopted because we don't have the actual ordinance amendments yet. As I said, we hope to bring those forward in the next cycle or two. But if for some reason next week this law became effective, we would like the county to be on. I mean, it's a requirement of state law, but we'd like you to be on board as saying we will implement this immediately as required by state law. And then the other significant portion is the next lines, 72 through 75. My understanding from the budget experts is that the implementation of these various provisions was tied in the budget to the elimination of furlough days. And so the policy set forth in line 72 through 75 is that once these are effective, a pro rata reduction in required furlough days would be approved or is approved by this resolution. So if it was exactly, for example, mid-year, we have 26 furlough days, then everyone would have to serve only 13. If it was two-thirds of the way through the year, whatever that math is. And so this policy is set forth in this resolution that the furlough days shall be pro rata reduced based on the effective date of the law and the implementation of these changes.
Supervisor Smith.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm glad that's clarified because I certainly have gotten calls, and I've told everybody, of course, that, you know, until anything passes, everybody, it remains the same, and the furlough days are have to be put in effect. That was a that was really a board initiative in lieu of trying to avoid layoffs to try to, you know, get some money that we budgeted the last 2 years that haven't come about because of the labor negotiations or lack thereof. And certainly the implication, and you stated then, and we can vote on this, is that if indeed it's passed and we put these into effect, which we've done to non-reps, furlough days would go away or pro rata depending upon the time, and I think that needs to be clarified and passed this resolution, so I'm glad to hear that, so everybody's on the same page. And again, when changes will be made, especially retirees, I know we're going to have a situation where that we're giving them 30-day notice, so retirees particularly have called me also and said, well, can I go to them? I said, do everything you're doing, your co-pays are the same, go to your same doctors, do everything you're doing, you will get notice, and before these changes would be implemented in that particular. So just I wanted that to be clarified too, please. Okay, thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Chairman, on that last point that Supervisor Schmidt raises, my understanding from Mr. Hanchek is that on the health insurance, there is a 30-day lead time required administratively to make changes. And so, for example, if the state law were effective today and you pass this at your meeting next week, county board meeting next week, the changes would not be effective until the earliest of June 1st. And so there is going to be some lead time required for the health insurance changes.
And that will be communicated, Mr. Chairman, thank you, to our retirees, obviously.
Okay, this item was motion was given by Supervisor Jersey. Any further questions?
Yes, it was
amended. As amended?
Yes.
Yes.
Move it's amended, so thank you.
Just want to make sure it's the revised version.
Yeah, it is the revised version.
Okay.
As revised.
As revised.
Upon approval, as amended, Supervisor Schmidt.
Aye.